Latte Belly. Occasional missives from an SW8 cafe.
Dogs. I've never liked dogs. I've liked the idea of dogs. I've liked the idea of being comfortable around dogs. I like the idea of stroking a dog and not immediately looking for somewhere to wash my hands. I like the idea of a dog licking my face, perhaps in front of a girl, so she thinks I'm quite a laid-back character. I like the idea of giving a dog a cool name like Jasper or something like that. Something unexpected, when I walk it. I like the idea of not walking it on a lead. It just walks alongside me or just ahead of me like a mate. When you bring a girl over, the dog would know when you're about to have intercourse and quietly leave the room without whining. You'd have that kind of understanding. But the fact is, I don't like dogs. It's a big part of who I am. I don't like animals at all. Never been to a zoo, but dogs specifically, I don't like dogs because it's a problem for me every day of my life. I don't like what dogs do to our streets. I know the owners are responsible, but I just can't get my head around the whole idea, the way it works, the way the whole dog walking thing works. Like Jerry Seinfeld once said, on my block, a lot of people walk their dogs. I always see them walking along with their little poop bags, which to me is just the lowest function of human life. If aliens are watching this through telescopes, they're going to think the dogs are the leaders. If you see two life forms, one of them's making a poop, the other one's carrying it for him, who would you assume was in charge? Has anything more accurate ever been said about dogs? Now, I live in Lambeth, so two things here. There are loads of dogs, and we're talking the moronic type of status trophy dogs. I mean, I'm shocked when I see a normal old school dog, when I see that someone's walking a dog that they've bought because it looks cute and they love the dog. It's not about protecting their whatever's in their house or looking, hard as nails on the estates. These owners around here in Lambeth are not the kind of owners who walk around with bags and clean up after their dogs. But even the idea of cleaning up after your dog to me is deeply flawed. I mean, that thing is still hitting the ground. It's still soiling the pavement. Maybe for just a couple of seconds, but it still happened. There is not a single paving stone in Lambeth, I'm confident of this, that in its lifetime hasn't been soiled by a dog. Now, it is a massive thing in my life. As a kid, even until I was an adult, I didn't have my own room. I play on the front room floor. I spent my childhood playing games on the floor. Sabucho, car football, which I covered in one of my earlier podcasts, a variation of Sabucho, but with matchbox cars and a proper transfer system, which I played with my cousins. But the fact that people were always walking into our front room with shoes on, I was always conscious of how filthy the streets were. I was uneasy about playing on the floor. When I finally moved to sleeping in the front room in the summer of 89, it became an even bigger issue for me. I'd scream at everyone to remove their shoes. And it's something I do now when I visit friends. Unless they have pets of their own, I'm not going to be worrying about dog hair or cat hair. Then I will take my shoes off. So I've got this antechamber thing going on in my hallway with everyone that comes in. Well, except for my aunt will take their shoes off. Clapham Common has been a big blight on my life. Someone once said, or wrote in the paper, I remember seeing this fact, that it would take 20 years, if you clean Clapham Common of all the dog dirt, it would take 20 years for the soil to properly clean itself, to lose any trace of that dog mess. I hated the Common as a child, I still do. When I think of the St. Mary's 1983 Sports Day, the wheelbarrow race on the Common, I think, did our teachers check the grass when they were marking out the track? 1995, I played 80 minutes of a football match with dog turd on my hand after misjudging a bounce. I went for a header, missed a header, the ball bounced on the ground, hit my left hand. I was kind of playing, I was clutching my hand, to my chest, trying to keep it away from everything else. I was playing like Pele in Escape to Victory. Then you got this whole thing, summer cinemas come to the Common, you can watch films there on the Common. Do people have any idea what they're sitting on in the dark? You had the Royal Wedding, the camp that was set up, people camping out on the Common. I don't get that. And apart from the issues I have with the way Clapham sold its soul, I don't get the fact that the Common is its biggest selling point. I've had mums tell me that they've bought their kids dogs because it teaches their kids how to love. So that's okay, then I'll step in the stuff in my six-year-old tan shoes from next, because this dog is teaching your child how to love. That's okay. See, I can't do the dog thing. Can't do it. As a kid, my dad obsessively trained me as a goalkeeper. He trained me like I was a proper goalkeeper, all manner of drills, onlookers would stop to watch me playing goal. What they never saw was what exasperated my dad before the training, which was me scrutinising my goal line on Clapham Common for dog poop. He was never more disappointed in me than at those pansy-like moments. Follow me on Twitter at 1607 West Egg, listen to the podcast. I'm just a man having a coffee. Till the next time.